Have you been exploring your spirituality and learning more about yourself? And now you're ready to take bold, positive action. Are you seeking clarity about what is really blocking you from your greatest potential? Do you feel like you're so close to a breakthrough, but you can't figure out why you continue to feel stuck at the same level? Join us now for Real Talk with Joyce and Jennifer, two transformational coaches who are eager to share all they've learned over the many years they've each been working with clients, helping them create the life they want. Joyce and Jennifer both have extensive, diverse backgrounds in the art of conscious transformation, and they are here to help you. So tune in now for the insight and tools you need to consciously live, work, and play, so that you can live the life you most deeply long to experience.
Hi, Joyce here. Welcome to Real Talk with Joyce and Jennifer. I'm a transformational coach, life purpose facilitator, and retreat leader who guides women to find clarity, purpose in times of transition, change, loss, and transformation to live their most authentic, courageous life.
Hey everyone, it's Jennifer, and I am also a transformational coach, facilitator, and consultant, which by now we probably all know means that I transform the mentality of leaders so that their entire staff and corporate culture can shift toward higher purpose. And most importantly, of course, I'm a mom. And I know you've heard me talk about that probably more than my career. Here we go.
Here we go. Well, welcome everybody again. Before we start today's show, we've got an announcement to make about our show and some hot topics for sure going on in the news. First, let's share with our listeners that this is our last episode of the six-month series of Transformation. We have loved being on the show, and we're thankful to Om Times Radio and Chris for hosting it. We were sad to let them know that we have to take a break now that this series has come to an end. But Jennifer and I both have a lot going on, and we need to practice what we preach and maintain our balance. You know, I'm not sure we will reengage in further dialogues. We want to be sure that you know where to find all of our episodes, because the information, you know, that we discuss each week is really timeless. And even though we open with current affairs on each show, the topics themselves transcend time. So please continue to access our archives on our website at joycedillon.com under podcast, on our Facebook page for the show, and of course in the iHeartRadio app. You can do a quick search for the show, and the podcast will pop up. So that's our big announcements. Jennifer, I know you have some big experiences that happened to you this week related to current affairs. So let's get started.
Yes, I did. You know, I think what I've experienced is what many have experienced. I've actually had several people talk this week to me about how heavy they feel from all that's going on in the news and in the world and in our country and even here in our state. So I think I need to start by just saying I think it's time for me to move. I've been living here in Atlanta for, going on 24 years. And so many things have happened this week that have stirred my emotions deeply and so much that I'm just kind of convinced that it's just time. They're all social issues that show up on social media, so that sounds kind of cliche, but that's what's happening in our world today and what's affecting us. So between the gun issues and the sexual misconduct issues, I think I'm just about spent. And as I've said before, I feel everything really deeply, and it's not something I can control, and nor, I guess, at this stage of my evolution would I want to, which is something related to today's topic that we're going to get to in a minute. But I just decided I literally don't know how much longer I can live in the state of Georgia, and it saddens me, but it's true. So let's start with the beginning of the week when both Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle and Secretary of State Brian Kemp push out full-blown media statements that overtly say they are going to revoke Delta Airlines' tax break on fuel simply because of Delta's position to drop their program with NRA members. So, you know, political strategists all the time are trying to dig up on other sides of the fence, you know, anytime where there's special interests and those types of things. And so it was really shocking to see it just overtly. Like, hey, let me just show you that I'm going to do this. I can't even wrap my head around it. It's such an overt abuse of power. And by the way, both of these men are running for governor. So first, they truly believe that their position is speaking up on behalf of all conservatives. And I fundamentally don't believe that to be true. I, who am a very proud independent, have voted on both sides of the aisle. I have actually even taken quizzes to say whether which party I align with, and I always come up independent. So I hover above the discussion when I'm looking at issues. A lot of people assume I'm Democrat. They assume I am because I have been more vocal about social issues. And so I think that there are a lot of conservatives in my world who are really appalled at the way they're being represented. So I think that while we're being divided by the two parties, theoretically, I honestly think this is one of the big movements toward just all the people that are in the middle coming together. So anyway, second on this issue, before I get down that path of digression, corporations have the full freedom and right to create, change, revoke, or eliminate any programs that they create, as long as they aren't discriminatory toward age, race, gender, etc. So someone in an official government capacity cannot use their legislative power to go tit for tat on a social issue when it has nothing to do with fuel or taxes. I'm not even sure what these guys have put out there is legal. I really, you know, I'd love to hear an attorney's position on this, because it just seems like that can't possibly be legal. So this decision, if they do take such action, would cost Delta tens of millions of dollars. So guess what? Everyone is now speculating that Delta Airlines will move out of Atlanta, which would catastrophically damage the city's economy. So there's that. Then I wake up to see our attorney general, who happens to be someone I know, and I truly adore him. He is just a phenomenal human being. And he posted a picture today with Clarence Thomas, who's a federal Supreme Court justice, with a caption that reads, "Sharing a laugh with one of my heroes, hashtag great American." Now, I'm gonna try to finish saying this without crying, but don't count on it. It's been a tough week. When Thomas was nominated, it was the early 90s. I was finishing up my college career. I was just starting true adulthood. I watched those hearings on the edge of my seat, and it profoundly had an impact on me. And since then, over all of those years, I have lived through some major and blatant sexual misconduct experiences. And this isn't just about the Me Too movement, you know, just it's a visceral reaction when something like this happens. And so seeing someone I truly respect celebrating someone who has a history of this behavior that the entire country has casually dismissed, it literally evoked a visceral reaction inside of me that I wasn't expecting to feel. So the guy's a genius in constitutional law, right? Does that make him a hero? That's quite a stretch. Likewise, knowing how many people would still rather own an AR-15 gun for sport than protect our children is devastating for my heart to hear. I'm tough enough to send all of these people my thoughts as respectfully as possible about this, but I am tenderhearted enough to privately be deeply saddened by all of it. So, of course, these are all indicative of my own great clearing, which is why I am having visceral reactions. And that's what we're here to talk about today. So let's get on with it. Joyce, would you like to weigh in?
Well, I think you did a great job of it, but I'll just say, of course, you know, on your, when you posted, I was furious beyond belief that he would do that. That could even be said, just like you said, but the one thing that came to me is, if any time that you need to see what the patriarchy looks like, you got it. That is it. Clawing for the last ditch effort to hold on to what they have by aligning with the NRA not that I'm, you know, I've said this before, it's not that I wouldn't want any guns in the world, but come on, we know what the issues are in the world right now. So it's exasperating and takes everything inside of me to not get attached to that. But I also am trying to see from a higher level what all this means. So, and I hope people can see it from a, also the level it is, and from a higher spiritual level of what's out there on the planet right now. And all I can say is people have to stand up for what they believe in. And I am proud of Delta Airlines, I'll tell you. But it would be one bad mistake.
Yes.
One bad mistake for Delta to leave Atlanta, Georgia, with all the people.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Enough of that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, I want to give a shout out. Can I give a quick shout out to Dick's Sporting Goods? Hopefully everyone's seen that that headline today, but they've taken AR-15s off their shelves.
Great.
So everybody can start shopping at Dick's again.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I think I think this is the kind of pressure we need to put on companies. They have to stand up for what they believe in, and people are actually – they're doing it. I mean, beside Dick's, there are other people who are making decisions. They don't want to align with us. They don't want the bad fallout from us because we're the ones who shop there. So anyway, welcome again to our session. This is the last of a six-month series on transformation entitled The Great Clearing. And Jennifer and I will try to make
Joyce.
This is a very comp.
Hey, Joyce.
Hey,
I was going to say that I thought we had a really bad interference. Anyway, we're back and I think you're more clear now. But I was getting ready to say to you that your mic or your sound was really rough, and then all of a sudden we all went down.
So hopefully
we can pick up from here and
start
hopefully with
we
this
will.
Discussion
I mean, there's
about
storms,
the great
there's
clearance.
Storms, and there's storms everywhere, and we'll talk about what's going on planetary. So we've got that up there. So anyway, I was saying that Jennifer and I are going to try to make a very complex discussion simpler of what is happening with us, through us, as understandable as possible. So I'm sure there are many people who will listen to this podcast who are awake and aware and consciously and have a high level of understanding of the chaos that we're experiencing and what's going on. There's no doubt in my mind. There are really many avenues or ways to develop a better understanding of what is consciously happening to our planet, and to each of us, such as exploring astrology, spirituality, mysticism, shamanism, science, and cosmology. Any of those subjects can start you on the path to try to understand what the heck is going on the planet right now and with us and our bodies. So as Jennifer and I have discussed many times, we are living in a period of our life where many things are deteriorating, shattering, clearing, are shifting right in front of our eyes. We are plagued by the loss of ethics and greed and violence and separation and anger, you know, that is included in things like terrorism, shootings, sexual misconduct, bigotry, and social injustice, just to mention a few. So all of these things are coming to head at one time. At the same time, other things are starting to bubble up, take form, and are waiting to be revealed as possibilities. It feels like maybe not the right time, but will be soon. I think many people understand that we're living in an unsustainable world that must make critical change for our survival, period. But I don't think many people understand why this world galactic crisis is happening or how to engage with it personally to help heal oneself. There's a lot of confusion around that, as there was for me. So Michael Mead, who is a mystic who I've mentioned before, says to be alive at this time means to be in a mythical condition that includes being faced with all the massive problems and impossible tasks that currently plague the modern world, and at the same time, major changes coming through. Mead says, I keep imagining how the time of collapse and chaos can also be a radical period of reimagination and potential renewal. Not that there is some magical solution that everyone can agree upon, but precisely in the midst of chaos, each of us may be closer to finding a particular thread that gives our life genuine meaning and also gives us something to contribute to the reimagining and the reweaving of our world. You know, I'd say around 2016, somewhere in that ballpark, while I was in Peru in a ceremony, I had traveled many times to Peru, and this one time I decided I was going to go do a ceremony. I had a beginning vision of my life purpose, which was to be a midwife to women to help birth themselves. That's to birth their new selves. So years later, like maybe 10 years later, came the remainder of the message to be that attached onto that, to be the most authentic, courageous, and wild self you could possibly be. So sometime after I was in Peru, I started to have occasional energy surges that came through the top of my head and made me dizzy. Obviously, I was very concerned about this. At the beginning, thought maybe I was having a stroke since I was driving that first time. Throughout the following years, I started to develop more and more symptoms, such as chronic fatigue in my body. I had no idea what was happening to me, so I started to research everything I could get my hands on and spoke to a lot of different healers all over the world. I soon realized I was not alone. Hundreds of other healers contacted me back and reported that they were experiencing similar symptoms. At that time, we didn't really understand what was going on, but we believed that the symptoms to be part of the ascension process that will help us to evolve into a higher consciousness. We'll be right back, and Jennifer will start our discussion.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
America's wild Mustangs need our support more than ever. If you believe in the preservation of our iconic wild Mustangs and our wild places, now and for future generations, we invite you to walk with Wild Love Preserve. Founded in 2010, nonprofit Wild Love Preserve has pioneered an innovative model in wild horse conservation, which has garnered national attention and is serving as a framework in the West. As a unique legacy project, kindness, mutual respect, science, and education drive Wild Love Preserve's mission to protect and preserve Western wild horses in their native habitats and nurture the legacy of respective indigenous ecosystems as an interconnected whole for future generations to equally treasure and nurture. Thank you for your action and for having a positive impact on our lasting wildness. Together, we succeed on behalf of our greater good and collective well-being. As a charitable nonprofit, Wild Love Preserve relies on donations and grants to fund our operations in Central Idaho. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation to Wild Love Preserve. Please visit wildlovepreserve.org to learn more.
Welcome back. Well, Joyce, I think that what you've described is exactly on point, the process. You know, a lot of the metaphysicians talk about the ascension process. A lot of Christians would only associate that with Jesus, and I think that it's a very interesting mm-hmm. discussion for another time to go deeper into mm-hmm. what that looks mm-hmm. like. But it's the ultimate transformation into higher purpose. And where the soul is really then in command, right, over the brain. And so mm-hmm. So this week I'm currently dealing with this great clearing of mind, which is the reason why I belabored today's current affairs impact on me. And what I want to share is that this process is both spiritual and scientific. It is your soul's higher purpose on this planet in conjunction with the necessity to rewire your neural operating system inside your mind and body. So I'll give my example to get us started as well. You gave a great depiction of your story in Peru. I want to go deeper into my experience with that process. Mm-hmm. When I was born, I was immediately abandoned. I think a lot of us know this by now if you've been following the show. I was adopted 3 weeks later after my birth. So my neural imprint was set. I was wired to be desperate to fit in. Now, sure, we all want to fit in, right? That's kind of a fundamental human thing. But mine was literally hardwired. I had that experience as an infant. So I grew up operating from a neurological and biochemical system that fed off of that desperation. I just didn't know it. I wasn't conscious of it. We weren't talking about these things when I was that young, not in my community. So my easygoing personality took on an accommodation pattern. I had no idea what I wanted, and I didn't care. I only wanted what everyone else wanted so I could be loved and included and that someone would keep me. And as I became an adult and had multiple spiritual awakenings, it became very obvious to me that my higher purpose is to help people learn how to make this transformation. I'm supposed to influence the transformation of whole cultures, which is why I channel my work through the workplace most often. I have come into this world to take people from the mainstream to a higher consciousness of their purpose. And as beautiful as that may sound, it has been an equally painful and gratifying process, for it has forced my neural pathways to be completely replaced. To do my work effectively, I cannot be bothered to worry about what other people think of me. I can only stay focused on the pure intention of service toward the greater good. Every time I lose that focus, I take a huge hit. Every time I try to accommodate others, I take a huge hit. There is no going backwards in an evolutionary world. It is the death of the spirit, and the body eventually follows. So when I have ugly voices from my hometown show up on social media to argue with me, I tell my kids, this is going to sound really weird, but I'm happy to send back my homecoming crown. I'm not in this to win a popularity contest. Okay? Popularity contest is over. Mm-hmm. Happy to send back my crown. If you choose an AR-15 over my children's safety, I choose my children over you. End of story. But let me tell you, this is the final cutting of the cords of those old neural pathways. And the body does feel that hit. So as we evolve, we become more and more sensitive to those dense energies of negativity. We have to go back into higher purpose so that we are ensuring that we are growing new neural pathways that are completely in line with our higher purpose, so that they replace the old neural pathways that are in direct conflict with our highest purpose. And when we are making that transition, that's when we feel the physical impact and emotional impact. So back to you, Joyce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. So as I have shared with the audience many times before, I have experienced many dark nights of the soul, severe vertigo, chronic pain, insomnia, and deep psychological pain, and much, much more. And that's part of my, not that everybody has to have this kind of experience, but most everybody I know does. So that just happens to be
right.
How my soul is working with my body to release whatever it is. And I may never know why this was chosen, but this is what happens. So the question is, why are we all going through these very difficult times of suffering, pain, and loss now? And I think the thing that I can know the most and be with as truth is that we are aligning with our soul and our true purpose. And that takes incredible courage and moving around the things in our body and shifting. You know, we are all in the process of shifting from ego identity to essence, our higher purpose, from our egoic, separate, local self to our essential, spiritual, true self. It's hard to conceive what this experience feels like until you have embodied the emotions and knowing of connecting with your higher self. You can actually feel the shift in your body. We are clearing, healing, letting go of past memories, traumas, beliefs that have lived in our body and mind for lifetime after lifetime, that have kept us believing and living from false beliefs. Our bodies and our DNA are being transformed. As we evolve into higher consciousness, we will no longer see the world through the eyes of our ego, survival, competition, judgment, judgmental selves. We will integrate our social, spiritual, scientific, technological capacities with our higher aspirations to create a better world that works for everyone. We are the first humans to be given the opportunity to participate in the conscious evolution of humanity. That is incredible. Each of us need to own this responsibility and make every effort to accomplish our part in the mass effort to create a new reality. In order to connect to the changes on Earth, we need to be aware of what is causing the collapse of the various systems, corporate, education, justice, healthcare, on and on. We need to see the truth of these systems and how we are part of the resistance to change. We are either on board for new possibilities in our life, or we are part of the resistance to change in fear.
Yeah, beautifully stated, Joyce. Really.
Thank you.
The breakdown of our society as we know it is running concurrent and is actually also both the cause and result mm-hmm. of it, the breakdown of our individual belief systems. Someone can believe all they want that a woman is lying about her testimony against an emotionally abusive man until suddenly millions of women show up in their support, right? You can believe that an AR-15 is more important than our rights to a safe society until millions of women show up to vote and flip your seats. Again, not trying to make this political, just using it as tangible, practical examples of what this looks like. Again, the Dalai Lama said, the world will be saved by the Western woman. I have always believed this. It has taken us several lifetimes to get to this point of candor and boldness, but we are stepping up and speaking out to provide a safer, healthier, more respectful, more compassionate, more empathetic, and more loving society. And we are expecting our men to support us in that endeavor. So we are each experiencing the breakdown as we are led to the clarity of our higher purpose and how we are to play it out in this lifetime. And it causes us all to experience thoughts, emotions, and even physical illness that we don't want to feel as that transformation is occurring. The inability or unwillingness to feel this breakdown is exactly what fuels the resistance to change. The sad emotions, the physical exhaustion, these are signs that the old neural pathways are no longer in charge. You are succumbing to your higher purpose. You are moving into your higher self. You are now more sensitive, more tender-hearted, which means you have evolved beyond your old tough-minded bootstraps, get over yourself mentality. Yet if we don't boldly go through this type of metamorphosis with pure intentions for the greater good, we will suffer a breakdown of another kind, where our mm-hmm. need to hold on to the old no longer brings us good results. We start to lose everything, jobs, significant relationships, our image, reputation, and so forth. So Joyce, with all this going on, tell us how this massive change, this great clearing, is coming about.
Well, from my experience of years of experiencing this and other people that I've worked with and the research I've done, this great clearing is coming about in some basic ways. And these are the three that I can really target that I know for sure. The first one is from global crisis. We're experiencing that when there is a disaster in some part of the world, such as flooding in Texas, shooting in Florida, or earthquakes in Japan, the world reacts with compassion and assistance. In order to awaken, we often have a shared peak experience that moves us beyond our differences and into shared compassion for other people. It is not necessary to have a personal experience to develop compassion. There's something in our brain called mirror neurons, and they help us to actually look at a situation and develop compassion for another person who's experiencing something, like a person who might be having cancer. So it didn't initially come from us, but we are able to see another person it helps us to be more compassionate. We learn it that way. The second one is really from our own personal crisis. We may have had a lot of loss of loved ones, a long-term chronic illness, loss of our homes, which we've seen, and our land and our animals, and violent episodes. Any of these situations can trigger a shift in consciousness and awareness. The third one is something I think people are less aware of, and it's the energies that are coming in from the sun and the solar activity and the full moon, which people are more aware of, and the severe weather patterns that we're experiencing pretty constantly now on the planet. I realize that most people, like I said, do not realize that that high intensity solar activity is bringing about a collective awareness. And until I studied this intensely, I did not understand this myself, but I certainly do now. But if you start monitoring your moods during these intense weather activity periods, you can experience what is happening. So many people have reported short, brief episodes of sadness, cheerfulness, loss, and grief. You may start crying or get extremely sad and not realize why, because you're not even thinking about that situation. If so, it may be that you're releasing some deep emotion or life experience in a matter of a short period of time. It happens in maybe 20 minutes, it's gone, and you can't even pull it up again. You don't know why it's there, but this is one of the ways we're releasing. You can, and if you want more research on this, you can follow Space Weather, which is a nonprofit website that's all they do. They send out information on geometric storms in progress, and there's actually one today, and they're at all different energies, different levels of energy, I would say. So today there's a G1 class geometric storm that's underway during the early hours of this morning, somewhere on the planet or later other parts of the planet. And as Earth enters a stream of fast moving solar wind. So that is on there, and that has always helped me to know when I'm moving into one of these strange moods. It usually comes like a couple days later, and there's verification that this is what's going on the planet. In my opinion, we knew that coming into this lifetime, we would have to transcend many illusions. We knew this would be one of the most important lifetimes we would ever be in. We have survived many experiences and challenges to overcome the difficulties so we can evolve and be present as the Earth heals and transforms. We are in the process, I would say, of initiation, to consciously reconnect with our soul, as Jennifer spoke of, to awaken to who we are at our core. Most of us have never gotten down to our core. Who are we? Amidst chaos and confusion, the soul instinctively seeks to awaken and grow the original design
that it carried in our bodies to our life. Our struggles encountered in life open pathways to the center of the self where purpose waits to be found, where vitality can even be renewed, where spirit whispers in precise callings. Jennifer.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
So I want to ask you, so how do you consciously engage with all the stuff that's happening? It's really overwhelming for people. And work with it, with our soul, so we can move up, we can ascend, and we, you know, and live a life we're actually all meant to live. We're not meant to live like this, you know?
Right. We signed up for a doozy in this lifetime. And you know, Joyce, it's a loaded question, and I appreciate your asking, and I do think that too is a whole workshop in and of itself. But I do have an easy answer, so I'm going to give that when we come back from this break.
Great.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Depleted by the rat race? Depressed by the attitudes of the human race? The book Honor explains why and how to transform your life from confusion and heartache to one that you most authentically desire. Join Om Times Radio host Jennifer McKenna Weinbaum as she takes you on her journey from her darkest period to her happiest and healthiest life. Entertaining, enlightening, Honor will help you find and maintain the love and light in your own life. Visit www.universalabundance.com to pre-order your copy.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. People think that having someone who will listen makes it better. I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I think that having someone who will listen makes it better. People understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to turn addiction around. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back. So before the break, Joyce, you asked me, how do we consciously engage with all that's happening and work with our soul to live the life we are meant to have? Well, and I said, this could be an entire workshop, but my easy answer, and I say easy answer, not because it's easy to execute, but easy because you need a go-to, how do I say this? We all need a go-to answer when we get overwhelmed by our emotions or confusion. So that go-to answer is this. Always choose love over fear, period. That in and of itself is your shortcut in this universe to prosperity. Mm-hmm. To prosper. That means your health and your happiness and everything is, you know, flowing. And it's going to be harder than you can imagine, but if you just remember that and just do it. So when you are conscious that you are making a courageous choice like this, right? Let's say you're just overwhelmed with your emotion or you're very confused and you say, you know what? I'm terrified of this, but I'm going to do it anyway. That is when you know you're making a courageous choice toward your heart over your head. It will always, the results will always show you unimaginable and great outcomes. And those will then show you more about your higher purpose. And so what does that look like? Well, let's go back to these practical, you know, examples, since I'm obsessed with these guns right now. You can't fool the universe when you take this exercise. So it can't sound like a justification. You can't say, but I am doing that because I love my AR-15. It doesn't work that way.
No.
The universe, because it was created by God, can see right through your bullshit and will call you out on it 100% of the time. There is a difference. This is the catch this one. There is a big difference between true love, which often shows up in the form of compassion, and egoic love, which often shows up as justification for an addiction or pleasure. There is a substantial difference, and the physics of the universe were created to support the former, not the latter. It will always support true love over egoic love. So in turbulent social times like these, with so much negative information being hurled at us at lightning speed, it is incredibly difficult to do this. It's incredibly difficult to choose love over fear. But the more you evolve in a higher consciousness of your purpose, the less you can tolerate. So you have to be on your conscious toes all the time. Your self-awareness of your old patterns have to be acute. So if you don't know what your patterns are, start to investigate them now. Otherwise, you can't really fully live a conscious life because you are unconsciously being your own wrecking ball. If you feel like a victim when you are engaging with others, you know you are unaware of your pattern. For example, I'm trying to make this as tangible as possible for people in the examples. When I feel viscerally saddened by a social media post, as I've said earlier in the show, and I leave a candid response, I don't feel victimized by their actions or their positions or their statements. That's not where my emotion's coming from. My emotion is coming from the heartbreak I feel when people are still so stuck in the old. So I simply feel compelled to take action myself. It is a liberating shift. But be aware that you will not have as much physical energy when you are engaging at a level like this. To be acutely self-aware in these turbulent times, you will need far more meditative and prayer time, far more self-care, and far more sleep. Your soul wants you to have these challenging moments when you are taking bold action in the name of love. But your body knows that it is breaking a physiological addiction inside your neural system, so it makes you feel tired. And if you're not conscious, you will fall prey to depression because you'll slip into the abyss of the negativity very easily. So today, claim your importance to yourself. Know you are important to this world. Know your existence on this planet absolutely serves a higher purpose. Know this with all of your might. And then exercise the courage to share it with others. For some, it means becoming a political activist. For others, it's simply being more aware of who needs some home-baked cookies and a huge hug and providing these living things. For others, it may be taking a leadership role and leading by example with compassion. Each action is nothing more than an extension of your most loving core. We are all comprised of love. This journey requires us to undo the layers of our fear-based minds to get to that core and share it. That's why we must start by honoring ourselves and then love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We are all in this together, and we are intended to live in harmony. You each serve an important role in creating that. Knowing this is consciousness. So I've gone on a rampage on that little bitty easy answer. But before I hand it back to you, Joyce, I also would like to share a tool that I've used with dozens of clients over the years. And since we only have audio, I can't show it to you, but I want everybody to picture a tree, a magnificent tree with long, deep roots spreading out under the ground. And then picture the tree's branches that are also long, and they perfectly reflect the same length and shape and spread as the roots, only they are the branches. Then picture an eagle soaring high above, okay? The roots are your old neural pathways. The branches are your new ones. The eagle is your highest self. Every time you go deeper into your roots, you will experience a breakdown. And every time you do this successfully, you will have a breakthrough, which will take you higher on your branches until you are ultimately soaring like the eagle. So do the deep work and then come into the sky showing us your magnificence. Joyce. I am always the philosopher, and you are the pragmatist. So what are the practical things we can all do to help ourselves move through these transformational times?
Yeah. Well, I think we start with the basics, things that we can all do, and that helps to move to higher level things that we can do. So we are definitely being affected in physical, mental, and spiritual ways that we have not experienced before. And here are a few of the ways that we can help to shift our level of consciousness. And some of them you may already be doing, but if not, we have to continue doing them. So the first one is becoming aware of the ego's influence in your life. You know, the ego is existing in a lower vibration, a three dimension. So beginning to understand the difference between your ego speaking to you, or thoughts in your head, and your higher self is a real starting point. So the local self, or the ego, suffers from the illusion that it is separate from its essential self. And when you're living from a higher frequency, you can engage with your ego to come more in alignment with your higher self, which is the idea as you evolve, that your ego has less control and actually wants to merge into its higher self. And it's a beautiful thing. But that's when we begin, that is not where we are. And it just takes time to know who's speaking in my head right now. Who is this? And the second one, of course, is always talking about this is meditation and engaging in heart-brain coherence. So as we know, meditation is a practice that quiets the brain and disconnects it from neurons that fire together to create the same toxic behavior as it did the day before. And Jennifer talked a lot about that. And heart-brain coherence really connects the heart and the brain so that they are more aligned and not really competing with each other for who's going to take over the brain and speak. Also, heart-brain coherence releases enzymes and chemicals that unlock the potential for longevity. And that's a whole workshop. I could talk a lot more about that. What's actually, how can we have longevity by some of these practices? So, the next one is heal your body. Heal your body. So if you have a chronic illness or long-term emotional issues, look for both. My suggestion is don't just use one. You may, if you can use alternative and that works, great. But you may need to use maybe something in Western medicine. Sometimes we just do. And both kinds of healing can support each other. So one of the things is taking supplements that are very specific for your particular issues of what's happening in your body, like fatigue. So the expert that I go to for research on anything that I want to know is Dr. McCullough. So drmccullough.com. Probably many people know him. He is very well, highly respected. He is just a great guy, board certified physician, and I think he's an osteopath. So he always has something in there about whatever issue you want, and he gives you alternatives to it. The next one, of course, is to eat fresh foods. And remember that nutrition is the first line of defense. What you put in your body is critical. So if possible, eat organic or from the farm or something that's straight from the field. And be sure to have, you know, grass-fed meats or chicken, particularly chicken, which is very toxic. Eat fresh vegetables or frozen. And actually, at this time of year, it's not bad to eat frozen because they actually might be better than organic, believe that or not. So, again, another resource for that, checking out It's called The Medical Intuitive Life-Changing Foods by Anthony Williams. He's part of the Hay House team. Quite an amazing man and has lots of information on all illnesses and foods that line up to help you. The next one, of course, that we've talked a lot about is live a purposeful life. You know, research shows over and over that people who live a purposeful life with a passion live longer and are happier. And they find out, you know, so finding out why you're on the planet and what your gifts are to contribute to the world is really essential, really essential. But a lot of, you know, these are basic things that I think we all have to do if we want to move forward on our path to really be present on the earth. So, Jennifer, what else do you have?
Absolutely. Well, I just think that's excellent. You know how much I love your list. That's why I call you my pragmatist, because your lists are so awesome. These are so great, all of them. And you know, some people make fun of me because I take 6 supplements in the morning, so it looks like I'm taking a handful of pills, 6 at night that are completely different. It doesn't include the drinks that I drink. And yet, it's because over the years with all the chronic illnesses I've been diagnosed with, this is how I have learned to feed my body what it actually needs. And I am happy to say I've been pharmaceutical free for many, many years. And I have other friends and acquaintances who've been diagnosed with the same conditions who are just nearly crippled with pharmaceuticals treating all the side effects from the first pharmaceuticals. Yeah. And you know, I can't say enough about the eating and the supplements, as you said. It's just good stuff. The last point that you make, live a purposeful life, I think is beautiful because it brings us full circle with this series on transformation that we have so enjoyed discussing for the last 6 months. We have absolutely loved being with you, our listeners, each week, and we really do love you, and we hope you love yourselves. We hope you'll go back and listen to our archives to continue to live, work, and play more consciously. And if you ever want to reach out to me specifically with a question or comment, please email me at Jennifer at JMAC, if I didn't get my own email right, Jennifer at JMACconsulting.com. I would absolutely love to hear from you. In the meantime, take good care of yourself. And Joyce, maybe you want to share your contact information as well as we part ways for now.
Absolutely. Yes, and so I'll just say if you're interested in going more into the details of what I have, I'm planning on having a workshop called Living a Soulful Life probably in May or June. And you can find out about that at JJ Dillon. At mindspring.com. And as Jennifer said, it's been wonderful to do the show. It's been a great experience. I can't say enough about it. And, you know, it's just really a jewel to be able to have access to the information that's on OM Times. And so I wish everybody
fabulous
the best.
Radio station.
Absolutely.
And one more time, I just want to reiterate what Joyce said at the beginning, to go back and listen to our archives anytime. All of the information is timeless. So if you get in a funk in your transformational process, we're still there for you. It's just not live. So Joyce, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were still talking. I feel terrible that I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay. I'm not. No, I agree with that. And like you said, this stuff is timeless. You can, you know, we've got so much information up there that Jennifer and I actually are going to be putting a book together of the best of our calls in the near future. So that's something else that you can look forward to at either one of our sites when we get that finished.
Yes.
Anything else you have to share, Jennifer?
All right. No, I just wish everyone well.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Yeah,
you're doing
too.
Great. You are evolving even when you don't feel like it. And take extra good care of yourself.
Absolutely.
And we hope to talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Bye.